Tallon was standing over his attacker immediately, with his hands still clenching the smoking bang stick, a 5-foot powerhead shark control device. The aluminum pole had been tipped with a pressure-sensitive 12-gauge shotgun shell and was intended for self-defense in the event of a shark attack. Tallon had reloaded the bang stick with another shell and now held the jagged, smoldering point to his attacker's Adam's apple. The man lay on his back as if paralyzed, staring up at Tallon with an expression of astonished rage and agony. Rachel came running up the catwalk. The plan was for her to take the man's machine gun, but unfortunately the weapon had gone over the edge of the catwalk into the ocean. The communications device on the man's belt crackled. The voice coming out was robotic. Delta 3, come in. I heard a shot. The man made no move to answer. The device crackled again. Delta 3, confirm. Do you need backup? Almost immediately, a new voice crackled over the line. It was also robotic, but distinguishable by the sound of a helicopter noise in the background. This is Delta 1, the pilot said. I'm in pursuit of the departing vessel. Delta 3, confirm. Are you down? Do you need backup? Tallon pressed the bang stick into the man's throat. Tell the helicopter to back off that speedboat. If they kill my friend, you die. The soldier winced in pain as he lifted his communication device to his lips. He looked directly at Tallon as he pressed the button and spoke. Delta 3 here. I'm fine. Destroy the departing vessel.